A bill being considered in the Florida Senate would change the way people with special needs can get help casting ballots during elections. During a press conference in front of Republican Senator Jack Latvala's Clearwater office, activists demanded he remove his support of the bill they worry will make it harder for people to get help and burden poll workers. The ACLU's Central Florida Director Joyce Hamilton Henry calls the measure an invitation for litigation.
There are so many individuals who were assisted last year with the election that needed the assistance, especially language minority individuals, individuals who are first-time voters who weren't familiar with the process, that to allow this amendment to go through would make it extremely difficult for those particular groups.
The measure would prohibit poll assisters from helping more than 10 people. It goes even further by requiring volunteers to only help people they knew personally prior to the election. Elena McCullough is the state director of the group Mi Familia Vota that helps individuals cast their ballots, particularly minorities, people with language barriers, and the elderly.
It took a lady that was 100 to vote, and she passed away in December. Mm. And her daughter was so happy because that was like, she said this is one of the happiest days, the day she voted. It was so cool.
Other provisions in the bill solve some problems activists have been trying to tackle. For example, it would limit the number of words in ballot summaries. Long descriptions on Florida's 2012 ballot were blamed for lengthy wait times on election day and during early voting. Another part of the bill would force supervisors of elections to designate one additional early voting location per county. Tim Heberlein, political director for the Florida Consumer Action Network, says he would support the bill if Latvala's limitation on poll assisters was taken out.
There's a lot of good things in this bill that we've been asking for. The biggest issue is anytime we're putting language in there that obstructs people from participating in the process, that's where we have a problem with that. And this is very clearly one of those provisions.
Activists called on constituents to send the Pinellas County senator messages on Twitter opposing the elections bill using the hashtag #FreeTheVote. Awake Pinellas' Kofi Hunt says Twitter bombs are an innovative new tool to help activists make sure their message is being heard.
You get to talk directly to the representative, and it's also effective because it's public. Anybody can check. The media can check. Other constituents can check. It's verifiable. If you just call on the phone, then that's a private conversation. No one knows how many people called and whatnot. But on Twitter, everyone picks it up, and also blogs see it, and the media sees it.
The group of 10 opponents to the Republican senator's bill delivered letters to Latvala's office emphasizing their opposition to the bill. Latvala is in Tallahassee and was unavailable for comment. A vote on Senate Bill 600 is expected tomorrow in the state legislature. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Clearwater.